Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to tune in with us tonight at 6:30 every Wednesday. You know, I always tell you guys this every week, and let me tell you something. I believe it, and I know it to be true. Every week we have some phenomenal guests that come on and just really pour their heart out and tell us what they're doing in the kingdom of God and what God has mandated for their lives. I mean, from indie artists to professional artists to actors to authors to sports athletes, you know, we have it all. And tonight is no exception. I have the awesome opportunity to interview a wonderful young lady. She is a international. I'm going to call her international because God knows that's what he's going to continue to do, open up doors for her. International recording artist, and her name is Kristen Rader. And I want to read a little bit about Kristen. Passionate, intimate, and life-changing is the best way to describe the virtuous and dynamic spirit of Kristen Rader, the new recording artist of Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. With a life full of charisma and passion to worship, she only knew one way to serve God fully, and that was with her voice. With years of experience and vocal training, Kristen has given her life to perfect her craft and her instrument. And as a child, she was given the stage and stunned crowds with her powerful yet calming voice. I can read on and on about this wonderful woman of God, but I want to get her on and have her, you know, to kind of tell you a little bit about herself. She's earned collegiate vocal scholarships, and she's done traveling all over multiple, you know, countries. She's gone to Ireland, England, Wales, Bahamas, Mexico. I mean, guys, the list just goes on and on. She is truly a woman that is making a positive impact in the kingdom of God. And I want to read also something that I read in her bio that really just struck me. And, you know, and that's something I truly believe that, you know, we all should be doing. Even if you're an artist and God has given you your platform as far as music, one of the things that she said, and let me find that because y'all know I'm very, I'm not really good with technology, but I really, really, really wanted to read this about her. One of the things she said, my prayer is to be a voice of encouragement that reaches beyond my music. I hope that each individual that hears these songs will be blessed. Life is full of uncertainty, but with God, everything that seems unclear will eventually become evident of his true plan and purpose. And I love that. I absolutely, that's what our purpose, I don't care what you're doing, that should be your purpose, to be a voice of encouragement. So without further ado, I want to bring Kristen Rader on the line. Kristen, are you in with us?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. I was just blown away by your bio, and I know there's a lot more that we could tell the listening audience, but I'm so glad that you took the time out of your schedule to come on and to bless our listening audience tonight. So I read a little bit about you, but I want you to, I love for my guests to come on and kind of tell our audience about them because it comes better from the person themselves. Don't you agree?
Right, absolutely, I do.
Well, good. Well, I want you to tell, I read a little bit about you, but kind of just give them a little bit of beginning, because I know you've had, you know, some things that are going on in your childhood coming up, and I want you to share that with them, your testimony tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I actually, when I was a young child, I grew up in a wonderful family. My parents were in the ministry and my grandparents as well. And I just seemed to have such just this perfect childhood, and things were going really well for us. You know, I always had parents that were extremely supportive, and, you know, my church family, we all know that church family is very important as well, and they were a big influence on my life. And but as a teenager, I actually went through a difficult time. My father, who had not been sick, he was fine, and all of a sudden he started having, my mom had taken him to the doctor, and he was in his 40s, so he wasn't that old, and the doctor told us some very, very hard news and said that he was diagnosed with cancer. And as a teenager, I could not believe this. You know, my father was my absolute, one of my best friends, and I always went to him for some encouragement and all of those things that daughters do. And my world was completely shaken when this happened.
Wow.
And 3.5 weeks later, my dad passed away. And it was such a very, very difficult time in our lives. And unless you go through it, I know there's so many people out there that are going through it. But it was just absolutely heartbreaking. And the thing that my dad told me before he passed away, he kept believing that God was going to heal him. But as we all know, sometimes God has a different plan. And one thing he told me, he says, you know, no matter what, he said, God is still God. And I couldn't believe that, you know, with tears in my eyes, thinking, how can you say that? Because my, you know, our whole world is crashing in here. And how can you trust God when God hasn't healed you yet? But we know that when God's plans are bigger than ours, that he did heal him. And it wasn't the way we wanted him to be healed. But God took him to heaven with him and put him in a beautiful place. And through that experience, I really learned to trust God more than anything, that I went to him and I depended on him instead of my earthly father. And I know that God is good all the time, and no matter what we are going through, that he is so good, and he will carry you through. And he's been able to use that experience to be my testimony to people, to say, you know what, God is good. And, you know, I know right now you don't feel like that, but at the end, you will see that it will all work out according to his plans and according to his purposes. So I learned so much through that experience. And sometimes I'll see people at concerts and shows and see that they're hurting, and it doesn't seem like they have any hope in their entire lives. But I always tell them, no matter what, no matter everybody that turns away from you, God will never leave you. He will never forsake you, because that is his promise to us. So.
Wow.
So it was a wonderful, wonderful thing that that God has shown me through some devastating times in my life. So that's some reasons why I actually decided to go into music. You know, I wanted to be able to share my testimony, and I have a background with classical music, and I had some people approach me and ask me to do that full time. And I said, you know what, God gave me this gift, and I love classical music. I've been trained that way, but I want to use his words, and I want a spirit to go with me. And I want to be able to minister to those that are broken and hurting and have lost things in their lives. So
that's awesome. And that's so true, because, again, God would not have allowed you to experience that in your life unless you were going to be used in that way. And, you know,
right.
A lot of people don't realize that their test is definitely their testimony. And it's not, a lot of times it is for us, for our growth, but it's for someone else that we're going to cross their path. And I love that, you know, at an early age that you've taken on, you know, that that mandate from God. That's totally awesome, and I love to hear, because I know I was reading in your bio, you know, after high school, you went on to college, and now you graduated from Lee University?
Yes, and Lee University is a Christian college in Cleveland, Tennessee, close to Chattanooga, so not too far from Chattanooga.
Okay, great. Now, how did you get the opportunity to work with the Chattanooga, you know, Symphony Opera Chorus?
Yes, well, I actually, when I graduated from college here, I got a music education vocal degree, and I also teach music as well, so I'm in it in any way that I possibly can be, but I'd actually found out about some auditions, and I auditioned, and thankfully, the Lord opened the door for me to be a part of that amazing group. I felt so honored that He had given me that opportunity.
Wow. Now, do you play any instruments?
I play piano, yes. I play piano, but my main instrument is voice. I play a little bit of guitar, but mainly piano and singing.
Amen. And now I was reading, it also said that, you know, your debut album, Undeniably You, kind of tell our listening audience how you birthed that.
Yeah, well, I'd actually got into connection with a music producer named James Machak, and he was out of Nashville, and we got together and we started trying to pull our thoughts together, and what really meant a lot to me to get out there and speak to people through my music. So we came up with a lot of wonderful songs. A lot of the songs were written by songwriters in Nashville, and I also wrote a song on there with my husband as well. So that was kind of a special experience too, because he's in music as well, and so that was nice. But I just basically worked with a producer, and we came up with some music that we thought shared my heart and shared where I was in life. And I always want to make sure that when I sing songs that they're encouraging to people, and that people leave feeling positive about their situations in their life, and just that they will speak life into them. So Undeniably You is actually my CD. It's contemporary Christian, and thankfully I've been blessed to have some of the songs played on the radio and some of the singles, and internationally as well. Wonderful experience. And I also have another record called I Am Yours, and that's more of a worship record kind of bring you to the throne room of God. And those are some of the songs that I like to listen to during my prayer time. And I know that people say, you know, when I'm going through a bad day, or, you know, something's just not going right, I turn on that music and it seems to uplift me. And I think that's the spirit of God that comes into their car or comes into their houses and uplifts them. So
that's right. And that's so true, because as a worshiper, the music has to speak to you first. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you know, there's a lot of songs that you sing to me, and this is just my personal experience, but when a song speaks to me, you can minister to it, you know, more. And it's almost like the Lord takes it out of you, and then He deposits it into the listeners that are around you. Because I wouldn't want to sing a song about something that I haven't experienced. And it's obvious that sometimes we experience various emotions, which is, you know, a general thing for everyone. But, you know, just going back and pulling from those emotions and then showing people, this is how I made it through. This is how God, you know, delivered me. And so that sounds like that's what you pull from, of course, with your relationship with God and that spending that time with Him, how your music, you know, evolves. Can you kind of tell us, you know, kind of, how does God bring you, you know, a lot of artists that I interview, they always say, oh, I get the melody first, or I get the words first. Or how does God speak to you when He gives you a new song?
Well, you know, I think that's totally true, that you kind of get, I always get the words first. You know, they start coming to me, and it's at funny times. Sometimes it's at 3 o'clock in the morning when we're being still, or, you know, we're sleeping, that the Lord will wake me up, and words and lyrics will come to my head, and I'll write sometimes down. Sometimes it's a full song. Sometimes it's only, you know, a verse, and it might be months later before the Lord gives me the chorus and the rest of the song. So I think God's timing is perfect in all of that. And but yeah, I think definitely the words first, and then the melodies usually come.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, you were talking about, you know, you grew up, you know, in Tennessee. Talk about, because a lot of people say that, you know, Tennessee, Nashville, that's the music mecca. So how did that kind of, you know, for you, I know that helped you a lot, because a lot of artists don't have that, you know, that ground of being in that creative state. So kind of talk about that, because it's interesting, because a lot of people are always saying, oh, I want to go to Nashville. I'm going to get famous. I want to be discovered. So kind of talk about that to some of our listening audience and even some of our new artists that are up and coming. Kind of share that with them about Nashville and Tennessee and, you know, that whole area.
Yeah, sure. I definitely think that it is a blessing to be this close to so much music. You know, it's all around you. And I grew up with so many musicians around me. So it was just something I kind of did on my free time. And then as I got a little bit older, you know, I was able to find some connections and in Nashville as well. It's definitely an experience that that I will always hold dear to me. But I tell you, I know you said about new and coming artists, upcoming artists. My advice to them would probably be, you know, you don't have to be in Nashville, even though, yes, it is a blessing if you're close to Nashville so that you have all those opportunities. But, you know, I would probably tell them to first start off small. I know when I first started out, I started in my youth group. I started in my kids' choir and things like that, because God has to grow you and mature your voice and mature your spiritual life to prepare you, you know. So I would say, you know, first of all, just start off where you're at. You know, you don't have to move. These days, a lot of times people are, a lot of the famous singers, they don't live anywhere close to Nashville, and they might be music pastors, but on the weekends they travel. So, you know, get involved in your church and your youth choirs first, and then pray that God will open those opportunities that he has just for you.
Amen. I totally agree with that, totally. Now, one of the things that I was going to piggyback off, and we'll talk about this shortly, but so I see now that you are under new management, which is Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. So talk about that, because I know Arthur, because he's a friend of mine. Shout out to Arthur Payne.
Dreaming
Out Loud family. I love them. I love them. But kind of talk about how that came about and how God is, you know, opening up, you know, some new things for you in that area, because I know them to be, you know, a people of excellence. So kind of talk about that marriage now.
Yes. Oh, it was such a blessing when I got introduced to Arthur and Debbie Payne. My music manager in Nashville actually connected us and said, you know, I have this guy that I really would like for you to meet. And when I spoke to them on the phone, I could just tell their heart, and I could tell that they were such wonderful people, but their main goal was to do things for the kingdom. And that spoke to me. And the first time we spoke, it just seemed like we connected so well. And we have some very exciting things coming up. I love working with them. They're some of the best people in the whole world. And we've just released our first single, which is called Smile. I went to Nashville in January, and we've been working on getting it mastered and getting the CD artwork and different things that go along with it, all those little bitty details that people probably wouldn't realize that goes into CDs, all that hard work. But we've been working together and asking God to open opportunities. So we've really got some exciting things in the future ahead, and just praying for God's blessings and his hand to be on it.
Amen. And you definitely make sure that, and Arthur is very good about this. He'll pass information along, so we definitely will post it out on our Facebook page and make, you know, our listening audience and our Facebook family aware of what you got going on, so they can definitely support you. And one of the other things that I was going to mention, too, I wanted to kind of piggyback on this, because usually near the end of the show, I always ask our guests to share something that's, you know, on their heart that they would want to share, you know, with our listening audience. And we'll definitely do that later. But I wanted to kind of piggyback on, because I know you talked about your father passing with cancer, and in that period where your mother went through her depression stage. Mm-hmm. Did your mother make it through that? Is she still alive? Kind of share that with our listening audience again, because that's part of what has molded you to be the woman of God that you are.
Yes. Well, my mother, yes, she was, she's a very outgoing person, very positive, just one of those sweet mothers that everybody would want to have. And she had met my dad when they were 16 years old. and they were married for many years, and this came to her so suddenly. And at the time, you know, I don't know that she knew how to handle it. And as we know that, you know, sometimes things hit us in life. She was also raised in a Christian home and knew mm-hmm. God, knew God, knew how to bring you through. But, you know, sometimes you're just at those dark, deep, deep moments that yeah. you wonder, is it really going to work out for me this time? And, you know, she did. She started struggling with some deep depression, wondering, you know, why God, why was my husband taken from me? And she became a widow at 40 years old. And that's pretty young, you know, mm-hmm. when she said, you know, as that part of her life, she was looking forward to a few years, you know, her kids being out of the house and then being able to share their time together again, like they did when they first got married. And, you know, she learned during those experiences. She went through that for a couple of years, but through the grace of God, she's doing wonderful now, and she's been doing some ministry as well. My mom sings as well, and but he definitely brought her through. But, you know, I would encourage anybody that is going through depression, first of all, to seek help. Go get some Christian counseling. You know, never go through that alone. I think sometimes we're so scared to tell people that, you know, I'm struggling with this, but people are there to help you, and God has put people into your life for a reason, and I would yes. just say for them to, for sure, to absolutely put every bit of strength and faith into the one that created us, because he will bring you through it. He brought my mom through, so praise the Lord for that. She did struggle for a while, but like I said, he brought her out, and now her testimony is even greater than ever.
Wow, I love it. And I wanted to share that with the listening audience because, you know, there are moments some people may struggle longer than others, but God is a deliverer, and he will do what he said he would do. He's not a man that he should lie. And I love that. I appreciate you sharing that with our listening audience. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you as well, because a lot of times when we as music vessels of the Lord, you know, we get excited and we're, you know, so pumped with what God is doing in our lives. What do you see that God has given you differently from any other artist?
Well, as far as that goes, I really feel like that as far as my music goes, I think that it's fresh and new and upbeat, but not only is it those things that people like to hear on the radio, but like I said, I really feel like that it has a message in it. I feel like that it can touch people in those moments and touch them where they're at in life, and I just really feel like that the worship music could speak to them. I know when I was recording this music, you know, I made sure that I was fasting and praying, and that mm-hmm. even when I was singing in the studio, I wanted God to be there with me, you know, and I would pray that before I sang a song, because I said, Lord, you know, I don't want to do anything that's in vain. I don't want to do anything that's not of you. I want everything yeah. that you have, but nothing that you don't have for me. And, you know, I think that that is so important. And I hope that through the music, I pray that God's anointing is on it. And when the people listen to it, that their lives will be changed, not through me and not because I am nothing without Christ. I am absolutely nothing. He's the one that gave me the voice. If it wasn't for him, he can take things away from us. I think some people get a little bit cocky and think that, oh, I've got this under control, you know. But God is everything, and he really does. He really controls it all. So there's a healthy fear with the Lord that I think we should all have. But, you know, just praying for his anointing on that music, and I really feel like in that music that he does. He anointed it, and he used it. And I just love to hear the testimonies of people that say, you know, I was going through this specifically, and this lyric stuck out to me in my head that you sang. And, you know, when I recorded that music, I never really thought, I prayed about that, but I never really thought, you know, that specific lyric is going to touch somebody. And sometimes I get messages from people over in England and different places that say, you know, this specific song, Undeniably You, spoke to me when I needed it the most. And to me, it's worth all of it. And I've always said that, you know, if that CD was for one person, then it was every bit worth all of the work that I put into it. So God is so good, and I know you know that He is so wonderful, and I just pray that all of that music will speak to children.
Amen, and it truly will. It truly will. Now, I want you to tell our listening audience how they can reach you, because I know you're on all of social media, but I want you to tell them, you know, where they can reach you and what upcoming things that you may have coming down the pipe where we'll be able to, you know, see you, whether it's, you know, I know your music is out there, but is there any TV, you know, radio, anything that's coming down the pipe that we need to be looking for to see Kristen in?
Right. Well, they can always connect with me on KristenRaderMusic.com, and that's where I list a lot of my concert dates and tour dates, as well as any new music that I'm bringing to the plate. And so right there is where they can connect. I also, on Facebook, give a lot of updates on different things that's going on. And as far as with my future, we're thinking about doing a music video for my new single, Smile, that was just released to iTunes and some different places. And so that's coming up, as well as we're thinking about doing a music video. So that's in the works of doing a music video, as well as I just got some church dates booked, as well as going to be on Atlanta Live, hopefully, in the next month there in Atlanta, going to be on a TV show. So that's a few things that's coming up, and we've got some more exciting things in the future that they can kind of check out on my website.
Amen. Amen. So you guys hear that now. All of her stuff, just Google her name, and it's KristinRaider, RaderRadeR music.com. Just Google her and she'll come up. Everything that you can, she's on iTunes, she's on CD Baby, Amazon, wherever you want to reach her, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, she's there. So you guys definitely go out and check out her stuff. It's phenomenal. I love, you know, it's almost like you hear, when you're growing up, you hear all the other, you know, the Amy Grants and, you know, all the other artists. But then I've started, you know, the more I'm doing this and hearing more indie artists really have a message out there. Do you have any favorite artists yourself?
Well, yes, I love Natalie Grant. She's one of my favorite artists, as well as Carrie Jobe. I opened up for Carrie Jobe a few months ago at one of her big concerts, and I love their music because I can just feel the anointing when they sing, and they've got such beautiful voices. But I have so many different singers that I love. I love Cece Winan. You know, she's one of my all-time favorites. Alabaster Box probably is one of my favorite songs ever. I used to get the hairbrush and sing to her as a little girl, you know, in the mirror, how we always do. But there's so many great artists out there.
That's great. Now, you said earlier that you were married, so kind of talk about how you're balancing, you know, how long have you been married?
Well, we've actually been married 8 years, so it's been a while. We were in college when we met, and it was funny because we actually were just friends, and then I guess God had more, and my husband knew that before I did. I thought we were going to still stay friends, but I guess God had a different plan, and he is my absolute best friend, and I'm so glad that that the Lord brought him into my life when he did. And it's so wonderful to be partners in ministry together and to be able to share that gift between the two of us. And so he usually, when I go and sing at churches, he always plays the piano for me. So it works out well. We're a good team.
Well, good. So now, does he sing too, or he just plays piano?
He does. He usually sings with me too.
Oh, so sweet. What's his name?
Eric Rader is his name.
Shout out to Eric. Hi, Eric, to everybody. Hey, Eric. Say hi, Eric. Wonderful. I love it. Yeah, because I tell you, if you don't have someone to support you, it is very hard to do ministry and come home and have your house in turmoil. It really, really is. We've got a few more seconds left on the show, and again, before we close out the show, I always ask my guests if they would to close us out with a word of prayer. But one other thing I wanted to, again, ask you, just to, if there's anyone that you feel in your spirit that may be needing some, again, some words of encouragement, or just to know that, you know, if they want to reach out to you, I mean, I mean, do you have a platform where if people want to, you know, email you or send you messages, you know, for you to pray for them, I want you to kind of, you know, open up and let them know that if that's an opportunity for them to do that, and then just give them a little bit of, you know, some nuggets.
Okay, yes. I definitely think that it is important, like I said, to reach out to people. And I would love to be that person if someone's struggling with something or going through anything. They can definitely reach me on my website on ChristianRaiderMusic.com. I have a part where they can write on there, as well as Facebook. They can connect with me on there, and I will be able to stay in touch with them. But yes, anybody that is out there listening to me that, you know, might be struggling with something that I struggled with, maybe they've lost somebody, or maybe, you know, they've went through depression, some things, like I said, that my mother's dealt with that I've had to see. I would love to be that voice of encouragement for you and to let you know that God is so good and he will definitely bring you through. And if you just trust him and you pray to him, he will meet you wherever you are at.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we are at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. And again, I'm so glad you tuned in to listen to this precious, precious jewel that God has put on the earth, and she is doing great things, and we are looking and we'll be keeping, you know, abreast of what she's got going on. If you want to reach her, of course, you know, you can go out to her website, KristenRaider.com, and just, you know, Google her, support her, let her know how much she's been an encouragement to you. Don't forget, next week we will have another young and up-and-coming artist out of, I think he's out of Michigan. So tune in for, his name is The Chronic. And so he'll be able to tell you what that means. It comes out of Corinthians. So it's he's got an awesome testimony. So he'll be on next week. And I just thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
It has been so much fun. You are such a sweetheart, and I appreciate your time. And thank you so much for giving me this platform. It means a lot, not just for me, but hopefully I've been able to speak something to someone out there that will touch their heart. And I just appreciate it. And you've got such, I could tell you've got a wonderful program, and you have such an uplifting voice. You're encouraging me just talking to you. I could tell that God is just all in you. I mean, I can tell you that his spirit is all over you. So thank you for that. And it has truly been a great blessing for me to be on. So I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. We are more delighted than you could ever imagine. And so we're going to close the show out with a word of prayer. So Kingdom Citizens, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your support and love, and continuing to tune in every Wednesday at 6:30. So Kristen, if you would, close us out with the word of prayer.
Okay, Father God, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy and your grace on our lives, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're good in all situations, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity that you gave me to speak to your children tonight, Lord God. And I just ask whoever's out there that if they're going through anything, any struggles in their life, God, that you reach them where they're at, Lord, that you speak to them in that still small voice that I know that you spoke to me so many times in. And God, I just ask for you to be their peace and their joy in the time of need that they're going through, God. I thank you that through all things we're going to give you glory and honor. Lord, we praise you for who you are. We praise you for dying on the cross for us so that we could have eternal life, God, if we just reach to you and we ask for you to forgive our sins, to come into our lives, Lord. And I thank you so much for ordaining this tonight, Lord. I thank you, God, that you had this in the works even before we were born, God. So we thank you for your peace that goes with us. We thank you for your strength, God, and your power. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, you know how we always close out the show. Let's talk. Good night, everybody. Good night, Kristen. God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.